Listen, I've probably been the most hesitant to be playing around with the Tiki Talkie, but it is now the number one social media platform out there, and it cannot be denied. So that's why I've been going all in and really maneuvering and finding out how you can make TikTok work for any business that you have without having a gajillion followers. And I have been mastering that in a big way. That's why I want to invite you to a TikTok workshop in March. You do not want to miss it. For more information, just go to rockstalks.co. Totally worth it. You'll love it. Welcome to Rocks Talk. It's good to see you. It is Monday the 4th. Yeah, Monday the 4th of March, and we're rolling and going. And today we're going to kind of lean into it and talk. We have a bunch of different topics to talk about. We have a little of Olympics news that happened over the last week. I'm going to share. Okay, we've got to give the update on Caitlin Clark. Also, some interesting things if you feel like you're behind. If you feel like maybe you're not where you thought you were going to be in your stage of life, maybe a little encouragement for you. And a big show, one of my favorite shows, returns to TV tonight. And we'll talk about that as well, too. So how was your weekend? I'm sorry, I'm moving around this. My weekend was pretty good. I'm trying to remember what we did. Scott and I really do like to just spend time together. And so I think it's funny because I believe that my family just thought that's because we lived like in another state together. We moved together. But like we're here. We really just like to hang out with each other. But this weekend, we had some really fun things happen. So Friday, we had the gardener came and officially did our front yard, which it's amazing when a professional comes, not only to take care of the weeds, but to like trim the bushes and things. Y'all, that gave us life. Just that little thing. You know, in a perfect world, you think you want to do things quickly. Like, can we move in and everything's going to be perfect? Boom. But it's just, that's a lot. It's a lot of things. It's a lot of money. It's a lot. And so we're doing it little by little. And we planned that when we moved here. But I think that we became content with that over the last month and a half. Because just reality is the way it needs to be. So doing that one thing, just getting the front yard together, we're going to get a new shrub, get some color out there, felt really good. And then on Saturday, I was home all day because is it okay to say handyman? I don't know if that's okay or not, came. And we actually knew him from the high rise we lived in Orange County. He had moved here, so he did maintenance. He was one of the maintenance people there, and he'd moved to Arizona like 6 months ago. And so when we were moving, we found out he was there here. We were like, hey, and yeah, worked it out. He came over, and it's so great. Can I just say, it's great to have someone that you know that's familiar, because I mean, everyone, you want to be able to trust everyone, sure, but we know him. We've known him for years and years and years. So he came and he put up our chandelier in our bedroom. We decided the bedroom was going to be the first room we're going to work on. And just starting out with things like, we wanted a new chandelier. That's what they call them. It's beautiful, y'all. We'd worked with a interior designer at Havenly, and she did a great job. So we're piece by piece doing that room. And so we did that. We did sconces. We did the curtains. And it just is so exciting. And he did some other sconces downstairs that we'd had for a while that we wanted up. And just that, those three little things inside of our bedroom make it feel like a brand new room. And it's super exciting. So it's like, okay, what's the next thing we want to do? Our next thing, which we'll work on eventually. Just little things around the, and we'll slowly building it up. So this just feels good. It's amazing. You don't have to do it all at one time. If you can, hey, more power to you. But if you're like, I guess we can't. It's fun to do and chip away at it and just see the place transform and just the thing that we have. So that was really exciting. And then yesterday, my goodness, Big Kid Rick. You've heard me talk about him. Amazing dance instructor here in, dance fitness instructor, I should say, in Arizona. He's viral. Check him out online. Just so happens that he and two other amazing dance fitness instructors, who happen to be the ones that I go to at my lifetime gym as well too, they had a event, a 75-minute class. There were hundreds of people there. it was a great workout. My sister and I went, and that was how we spent Sunday. So that felt really good. Then Scott and I went, and we had food. Maisie was feeling a little sick yesterday, so I got to give her some extra love, and we just did the thing. It was a good day. The other thing that I did this weekend was I worked hardcore on my website because I'm moving my website, as I told you, and I'm doing that. That's something that I'm personally working on. And so I didn't sleep last night. Truly didn't. Maybe an hour. The website is done enough. I started sending out to those who have products already. I started sending out notices so they know how to like switch over to the new account. All I'm waiting for now is like the domain gods to just officially switch over. So I keep looking like open. Is it there yet? It's not, but it is done. So as of tomorrow, I will no longer be on the old website at all. In fact, you can't even access it now if you wanted to, but I'm super excited about that. And it was actually well overdue. When you go and you can see, wait, I don't need these things. I need these things. It's almost like when you move and you've lived somewhere for a long time and you're like, oh my gosh, it's good to purge. Really good to purge. It's really healing. Just getting rid of energy leaks. Okay, so that's enough about what I've been up to. However, if you're not on the email list, get on there, I should say. The TikTok workshop is coming this Wednesday. And I don't know if I told you, but I am doing a YouTube workshop coming up in a couple of weeks as well, too. One other thing I did on Saturday is that I met with my good friend Leah. She is the founder and CEO of Maxine's Revenge. We meet, you've heard me talk about her. We meet once a month to talk about our goals. For me, it was really my intention. So I told you my intention on Friday. I'd love to know what you've thought about for your intention. But I was also, in talking to her, was able to articulate what I'm, my vision for who I want to help and how I want to help them. So I'll tell you more about that tomorrow because I've said enough about myself right now, but I'm super excited about that. And these workshops are part of doing that. So look out, whoops, dropping things. Look out for those workshops. Hopefully you've signed up for the TikTok workshop this Wednesday, and then look out for more workshops to come this month. It's going to be great. Okay. Things to know. Caitlin Clark, we've been talking about her, and thank you for your messages and your comments on my YouTube station. There was a question, someone's like, do you know that she's a senior, right? Yes, I do. If I misspoke, I apologize. The thing about Caitlin Clark is she's University of Iowa, and it was around, she's playing during COVID time, during the lockdown, which means they all get an extra year of eligibility. So she had another year. If she wanted it, she opted to go to the WNBA instead. So it's a big deal, and I'm still, you know, she could have done gone either way. But the information about her I want to share with you today is that over the weekend, she did hit the record. She, playing Ohio State, boo. She now has the record for the most points scored by any female. She did that a few weeks ago. Or male, man or woman, basketball player in the NCAA in college. Amazing. 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 All she needs, probably she's thinking right now, is she wants to win that tournament. You know that she does, and I hope she does. Olympics, speaking of sports and basketball, last week the Olympic Team USA, was announced. I'll just go through some of the stars that will be on Team USA, or also, you know, gives you the memory of the dream team. Steph Curry will be on the team, Jason Tatum, LeBron, Kevin Durant, Joel Embiid, and then Drew Holiday. So that's exciting. LeBron's coming back again. Listen, there's some people like, why? Yeah, if he wants to play, it's the Olympics, dude. I say be greedy and go as many times as you can if you're that good. But you know how I feel about the Olympics. So tonight on TV, not only is The Bachelor coming on, and it will be hometown, so that'll be exciting to see Joey go to the hometowns of the four finals, but one of my favorite shows is on. It is Rock the Block on HGTV. Have you ever seen it? It's so good. They take HGTV stars who have their own shows or have had their own shows, and they make a block or a cul-de-sac of houses that are identical. So they build identical houses. They're shells of a house, and then they get to go in, and their goal is to increase the appraisal value by the most. So each week they work on a different part of the house. They usually start with the kitchen, I think it's supposed to be this week. And then judges from HGTV shows come in and they judge which one is the winner each week. And then someone wins the whole house. Now, my favorite HGTV Stars are back for the second season of this. They were robbed last season. Not that I was sad about who won, but I am a Ballmer fanatic. I just made that up. They, of course, if you watch HGTV in the US, their show was Renovation Island. If you watch it in Canada, you know they had all sorts of Ballmer Inc., all sorts of Ballmer shows, and then Brian's Island or the Island of Brian, which is Renovation Island. Renovation Island is the island that Scott and I got married on. We have always loved the Bahamas, but when we saw that show and how they renovated a beautiful resort in South Andros, we both knew separately and together that's where we wanted to get married. That's where we did get married last year. We have met one of the Ballmers. We love everyone at the resort. They're phenomenal. And so I am always rooting for them. I'm Team Ballmer. So they're going to be doing a beach house on the... somewhere in Florida is what they're renovating. So I definitely, if you've not seen it, it's just, it brings together all the goodness about HGTV shows, and they get to go balls to the wall. So you get to see amazing things done to these houses where you're just like, wow, definitely watch that. And last but not least, if you're feeling like, you know, I should be further along, like I'm fill in the blank age and I should be doing more. And I think that we all have those moments in time. This is my birthday month. So you could think, I could say to myself, I'm about to turn 45. I should be somewhere else. I should be further along. I thought I was going to be XYZ. That can be a really hard pill to swallow. That can be, if you're harder on yourself, which I hope you're not, but we all are in some moments, can be really depressing because you think to yourself, wait, have I squandered my life? When you're 20, you're like, I could, the world is my oyster. I'm going to do whatever. And then you blink and you're in your 40s or your 50s or your 60s or whatever. I want to just share with you some companies. So we're talking on a business angle or level. Some companies who were founded by people at a certain age, just to give you a little bit of comfort. I feel like you should be further along in your business. If you feel like you should be further along in your family life and whatnot, I don't know what to say, except it's never too late. You just have to be creative. And I think that's about everything in life. I'm 40, almost five. I don't have biological children. And I don't know that I want biological babies. I figure you should figure that you should know. I've always thought if my like body is not like crying or craving for it, then I probably could pass, because you got to be damn sure if you want to have kids for the rest of your life. But if I did get to that point where I'm like, oh my gosh, the chances are probably slimmer. They're harder, I should say. But there are other ways. And so I will say, as someone who found love later in life, as someone who thought she was going to be married and have twins, Hunter and Taylor, by the time I was 30, life was not the way that I thought it was going to be. It just wasn't. I also thought it was going to be a Supreme Court justice, and it's not the way I thought it was going to be. It's not bad. It's just different. And at some point in my 30s, I got to the realization of, okay, this is not the way it's going to be for me. And it wasn't always okay. However, I love my life. So it's a little bit of a, it's not always how we pictured it, but it all can always be great. Someone's calling, and I hope, I'm afraid to press the button. Okay, sorry, y'all. Okay, hopefully that worked. It's, I don't know if that's comfort to you. I'm a big believer, you're not ahead, you're not behind, you're exactly where you're supposed to be. And sometimes I'm like, I'm supposed to be where? This is where I'm supposed to be? But there's a reason for it. And the reason's not always something that you can feel kosher with or feel good about in this moment. Please know that. But when you look back on it, it comes together. It makes more sense. Doesn't mean you have to be okay with it. But there's something there. There's a reason. Okay, with all that, let me go ahead and share this with you. So Home Depot. Ever heard of Home Depot? Do you know the founder of Home Depot was 49 when he started Home Depot? The founder of Red Bull gives you wings, but doesn't give you wings. There was a lawsuit for that. He was 53 when he started Red Bull. Henry Ford was a grand old man, had four wheels and an old tin can. Put him together and the darn thing ran. Henry Ford was a grand old man. La-di-da, my sweet green soda pop, was 40 when he started Ford. motor companies. Christian Dior was 41. Founder of Adidas was 48. Sam Walton, founder of Walmart, was 44. I still have time. I've started something now. Got a couple more days. And Colonel Sanders, y'all, 62 when he started KFC. My point is, you're only too old. It's only too late if you decide it's too late. And that's for anything. Again, it might be a little bit different. I hear you. If at 62 I'm trying to have a child, it may not happen that it's going to come from my ovaries, right? But it's only too late if you say it's too late. So what stories are you telling yourself right now? Are you saying that it's too late? Are you saying that life has passed you by? Are you giving up? Are you opting out? Because really it's more about you than the thing that you want to conquer and achieve. And listen, there are people who've had babies much older than one would think. I should have put a trigger warning on this. I hope that that doesn't trigger or upset anyone, but because we all have that thing that we thought we would be somewhere along, it would be different. And things are hard. I'm not saying that they're not. But if you're looking at where you are and you're thinking, it's too late for me to be XYZ, my question would be why? Who told you that? And why are you believing that? Because it's not true. Because you can be and you can do the things that you wanted to do, and you can do those right now. You have to make that decision, and you have to stop judging what has happened or hasn't happened and start deciding what's going to happen. All right, y'all. With that, I'm going to see you tomorrow. I'll tell you about my real focus that I'm honing in on, which I'm very excited about. And I think you will be too. Thank you so much for watching. I will get them up on the podcast channel-y thing for people to listen to as well too. But this is the place to be. Please comment. I do read your comments. I do respond to your comments. And I do really appreciate you. Go be great. Bye.